Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on Answer Sheet 2. Question 6 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news.
The National Book Festival was held on September 26th in Washington, D.C. For 9 years, this outdoor event organized by the Library of Congress has brought readers, writers, and illustrators to the nation's capital. Its aim is to celebrate a love of learning through books. This year, more than 130,000 people gathered on the National Mall to hear top writers and poets talk about their work. This year's National Book Festival included more than 70 novelists, historians, poets, and mystery writers. But some of the most excited visitors of all were the children who came to see their favorite writers.
Questions 7 and 8 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. Sometimes new health advice conflicts with old advice. Yet new guidelines last week for breast cancer testing in the United States created a storm of debate. The advice came from experts who are appointed by the government to develop guidelines for preventive services like mammograms. The experts advised most women to get fewer mammograms. They said the risk of needless treatment outweighs the good from more tests. The new advice is to get tested every 2 years instead of yearly, and to start at age 50 instead of 40. The new guidelines say women age 21 to 29 only need to get a pap test every 2 years instead of yearly. Girls are advised to begin testing within 3 years of when they first have sex, or in any case, no later than 21. A pap test looks for abnormal cervical cells that could become cancer. Cervical cancer is highly curable if it is found early. Pap tests have saved countless lives.
Questions 9 and 10 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. College enrollment has reached an all-time high in the United States. About 40% of all 18 to 24-year-olds, or almost 11.5 million, were in school in October of last year. The number of young adults that have finished high school is also now at a record all-time high. Almost 85% of America's young adults have finished high school. That means they're college eligible. So part of the reason college enrollments are at an all-time high is because the pool of youth that's eligible to go to college is also at an all-time high. Another reason for the enrollment increase: the recession. The unemployment rate reached a 26-year high in October. The economic downturn has hit young adults especially hard. Their job-holding rate is almost at the lowest point in nearly 50 years. In a poor job market, many people turn to higher education, especially at two-year colleges. These schools, known as community colleges, have had the greatest enrollment increase. They offer professional training and traditionally cost a lot less than programs at four-year schools.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Please proceed to the next part.